caller who couldn't hang on. Actually, her connection was too bad. Sometimes those cell phones just don't cut it. But she has a tree. She did not share the type. It's growing in her alleyway just over the fence. And she's afraid the city's going to cut it down. It's a beautiful tree. She'd like to move that tree into the yard. And it's about 6 feet tall. How hard is that going to be to transplant into her yard?
Well, does she own the tree?
Well, it's just growing in the alleyway, and it's going to be cut down. So,
well, assuming she has permission to be digging in the alley, you could try to transplant it into your yard. Again, like I mentioned earlier, getting a critical amount of the root system out is really the key to success in the transplant. And, you know, a cubic foot of soil weighs between 75 and 100 pounds. So you got to remember, too, you've got to be able to get it up and out. This has been the limiting factor many times on our ability to transplant trees, is because we can dig around them. If you go 18 inches out from a tree on each side, that's a cubic yard of soil. That could be 800 to 1,000 pounds or more. So, you know, we are, you have to get a critical amount of root mass to successfully transplant a tree. But remember that once you've dug around it, and even get underneath it and loosen it and are able to lift it, then you have to have enough manpower to lift that thing out of the ground and then transplant it. So not a real easy process to do unless it's a very small tree. So 6 footer is probably in that range where it's a great transplantable size if you can get it moved.
But again, start by calling the city to get permission before you go start digging up that out of the alleyway.
Yeah. If they're anxious to get that out and they're going to remove it anyway, they'll probably... But you're on their property. That may be a liability issue for the city, so I'd check with them for sure.
And then you had one of your friends call in about your comments on Sisu?
Yes. Dave Jernigan just called in with Master's Touch Landscaping, and he mentioned to us that he's Gardner's Touch Landscaping. My apologies. He said that when they deal with sisu roots and sprouts that are coming up in yards, they just increase the frequency of the treatment schedule. So they're in there every week. And that's what you really need to do, is just catch those every single week. Try to keep them sprayed. Remember, these systemic herbicides are applied directly to the leaf material. So as soon as the leaves emerge and come above ground, we can treat them. And then it's absorbed down into the earth and to get back into the root material and try to kill it underground.
Our tree this month was deciduous fruit trees, and Charlie's called in from Mesa with an apple tree question. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, I've got the classic example of that Gila woodpecker thing on about a 20, 25-year-old apple tree. And I've got a lot of large limbs that are dying off, but some are still alive. I'm just wondering if I can cut the dead ones out, maybe try to save the tree, or it's too late.
Yeah, when trees are starting to get so badly affected by various disease pathogens. I know I've had some fire blight in a few of my fruit trees lately, and I've lost several branches. You can cut back to good wood. Of course, the dead wood is a non-conductive material, and it's just taking up space in the tree. And you can cut back and save what you have. Try to improve the cultural environment around the tree, improve the irrigation, do some fertilizing, try to encourage new growth, because the only thing that can sustain these declining trees is the addition of good wood, because the good wood has and the new wood that's being produced has to make up for that loss of some of those other branches. So if you can kind of reverse that trend of the decline and try to improve the growing conditions, sometimes you can push some new growth. That's my hope for a couple of my declining apple trees there. And remember, some of our fruit trees do have a lifespan. Stone fruit trees, and in fact, plum trees, often only live for 10 or 12 years in our landscapes. They can live, of course, much longer in optimal conditions. But I think average for some of our fruit trees can be in that kind of 12 to 15 year range. Then they give way to some borers and some other some fungal pathogens and a few other issues that they uh, that causes them to start to decline. Once they decline, they get a little bit of sunburn. As soon as you lose a branch, then of course it opens the interior of the tree to more sun. Then the flat-headed borers come in, and it sets up a kind of a mortality spiral, and the trees can decline rapidly in health, and it's kind of hard to turn them around, but enjoy them while you can.
And his was from the woodpeckers pecking it, but once those holes are there, everything, it's like an invitation to those pathogens and
right.
those borers
and
to
the, and the borers come in. Precisely. And then sun is the enemy of the interior of all of our trees. Mm. And as soon as you lose a branch for whatever reason, then the sun comes in. And like I say, it's a death by a thousand cuts.
Well, we appreciate the call, Charlie. We hope you're able to save that apple tree. He had mentioned it was 25 years old, and you're saying the life expectancy for a lot is 12. So he may have gotten twice what he's bargained for in that tree life.
Yeah, it is a shame to see some of these older trees going down, but we have to, you know, plant some new ones and get them in the ground and to take the place of those old ones.
And if someone wasn't able to get in today or has a need for an arborist?
Visit our website at itreeservice.com, the letter itreeservice.com. You can find our phone number there and a contact page, and love to hear from you.
itreeservice.com, and
yes,
then the
sir.
Number is 602-267-276.
602-788-0005.
Ah, one more time,
602-788-0005, Integrity Tree Service.
We appreciate the call or your time. And Jim, hang tight. We'll take your question off air. Next hour is open line hour. If you've got anything for your house, home, castle, or cabin, you'd like to talk to Rosie, get online now during the break, 1-888-767-4348.